Nauru's burial. HRD UNDP launch phase two of early warning system. And DR Congo government says 200 killed after landslide at rebel-held mine.
The Hot FM News with Keturam Tonga.
Thank you for joining us for the 18 Hours Bulletin. Government has cautioned against repeated questioning regarding the court case and burial of former Republican President Edgar Lungu, saying such inquiries are causing further distress to the family, which is still in mourning. Attorney General Muliro Kabesha told journalists that persistent questions about when the former head of state will be buried are hurting the former first family, adding that it would be prudent to avoid such inquiries until the process is complete. However, Mr. Kabesha said the government has not yet acted on the family's appeal because it has not received the grounds of appeal and therefore does not know when the president will be buried. Mr. Kabesha has added that while negotiations are ongoing, a burial date will only be confirmed once all legal processes and court matters are concluded.
The more you ask about Edgar Lungu, you are injuring the family. Please, let them mourn quietly. Let the process come to an end. If you keep bringing out Edgar Lungu every time, people are mourning. Can you imagine if you have lost your child or you have lost your mom and people keep asking you about how did he die? Did you bury him well? You are injuring people. We haven't responded because we haven't been served with grounds of appeal. There, they are negotiating. There, not room, they are negotiating. I'm not part of the negotiation. I'm dealing with the court. The legal journey has been okay.
Meanwhile, the Attorney General, who toured the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency ZAMSA warehouse in Lusaka, has assured citizens that the country has sufficient medicines in stock.
What makes me happy is the digitization. That you can't check out anything from these warehouses without passing it through the computer system. You can't receive anything here without passing it through the computer system. And also, I've seen that it's not possible to steal drugs here because unless you are just tolerated as a thief, maybe you have got the character of a thief.
And ZAMSA Acting Director General Olive Chibula said the agency has strengthened monitoring and engagement with suppliers to ensure the consistent delivery of essential medicines to public health facilities across the country.
We enter into contractual obligations as part of our procurement, storage and distribution mandate. And all the contracts just to ensure compliance to the PPA as well as other legal obligations. We subject all our contracts above 1 million kwacha for good, for scrutiny and further guidance by the Attorney General's Chambers. And this is to ensure that there's quality, there's also value for money and timely delivery.
The Human Rights Commission, HRC, has signed a letter of agreement with the United Nations Development Programme, UNDP, to implement phase two of the early warning and early response system aimed at curbing threats or incidents of political violence ahead of the August general election. Speaking during the signing ceremony, HRC Director General Muloa Wamunyima said the agreement will strengthen institutions while promoting and protecting the rights and freedoms of all Zambians. Ms. Wamunyuma has noted that through the early warning and early response online platform, the Commission received and processed 328 cases related to threats or incidents of political violence during the 2021 general election.
It is both an honor and a privilege to host this important occasion, marking the signing of the letter of agreement between the Human Rights Commission and the United Nations Development Programme, aimed at strengthening the early warning and early response system under the Deepening Democracy Project. Today's signing is not merely a procedural milestone. It is a reaffirmation of our enduring partnership with UNDP in advancing democratic governance, strengthening institutions, and promoting and protecting the rights and freedoms of all persons in Zambia.
Meanwhile, UNDP resident representative James Wakiaga said monitors will be equipped with dedicated mobile devices to improve the reliability, speed and security of reporting early signs of political threats or violence ahead of the election.
One of the challenges that was identified in the phase one was the uneven access to appropriate technology. Therefore, by equipping monitors with dedicated mobile devices, we will strengthen the reliability, speed, as well as the security of the reporting. This practical investment ensures that early warning signals from communities are transmitted without delay, but importantly, with even greater accuracy.
Lusaka Acting Chief Resident Magistrate Irene Wishimanga has raised concerns over delays in a matter involving Ndozo Lodge proprietor Trent Sichamba, who is jointly charged with his wife Idora Nambela and their son in connection with corruption charges involving over 781 million kwacha and more than 10 million US dollars. Magistrate Wishimanga stated that the matter has taken long due to repeated excuses from the state. Earlier, the court allowed an application by the state for its witnesses, Clement Shipasha, the arresting officer from the Anti-Corruption Commission, who was abroad to testify through video conferencing. However, the court heard that Mr. Shipasha has since resigned and left the country while still on the witness stand. Mr. Sichamba, his wife, and their son, David Sichamba, are facing more than 50 counts of corruption-related offences contrary to the laws of Zambia. Particulars in the counts allege that Mr. Sichamba, between 1st January 2015 and December 31st, 2021, possessed properties including bare land, single-story buildings, houses, flats, warehouses, shops, office space, a chicken run, piggery and fish ponds located in Lusaka and Chilanga districts, all valued at 287.2 million kwacha. He is also alleged to have possessed 11 million kwacha and 5.4 million US dollars in bank accounts held at Invest Trust Bank PLC and Standard Chartered Bank, suspected to be proceeds of crime. It is further alleged that his wife, Idora Nambela, acquired properties including houses, shops, offices, warehouses and motor vehicles valued at 287 million kwacha, as well as 1 million kwacha in cash held in bank accounts suspected to be proceeds of crime. Meanwhile, David Sichamba, a director of Mulozi Trading Limited, is also alleged to have possessed properties valued at 195.1 million kwacha, suspected to be proceeds of crime. The matter has been adjourned to March 26, 2026, for continuation of trial. Government has assured the public that the country is not expected to see an immediate impact on fuel pump prices despite the ongoing geopolitical tensions in the Middle East. Speaking during a press briefing, Energy Minister Makozo Chikote said the existing fuel stocks were procured earlier at lower prices. Mr. Chakotay said there is no immediate threat to fuel availability, noting that as of